3. Taylor made a last slow circuit around the crime scene. The techs were carefully moving about, photographing the site from every possible angle. She half noticed them brushing fine black powder in the area surrounding where the body had been found, looking for latent fingerprints. Why the Parthenon? Why would the killer dump a body in the middle of West End? You couldn't look in any direction without seeing students jogging from the gates of Vanderbilt, trendy yuppies coasting through the gourmet restaurants and bars, hippie granolas Birkenstocking their way to the natural food and clothing stores. It was a risky venture, even in the overnight hours. She made a few notes, thinking about Sam's comments. Staged. Huh. The scene wasn't terribly gruesome compared to many she'd seen, but it did have a more organized feel to it. After all, he had made himself very vulnerable coming out in the open with a dead girl slung over his shoulder, risking the time to arrange her and scatter herbs on her naked body. He'd spent at least a few minutes setting things up, a huge chance to take that no one would be around. Even teenagers who were supposed to be in bed were out cruising through the park all night. Taylor headed in the direction of her car and passed Sam's lead investigator, Tim Davis, as he started up the stairs. "Later, Gator," she called out. Tim gave her a dirty look. "That joke's getting really old." She gave him her sweetest smile. "Tell that to Sam. She's the one who christened you guys Gators. Besides," her voice dropped two octaves, "death investigator just sounds so, well, depressing." "Death is depressing, Taylor." He smiled and turned away. Taylor felt a brief qualm of conscience. Tim was one of the best Gators the medical examiner's office had and was deadly serious about his work. She stopped walking and turned around to look at the Parthenon again. She stood quietly, staring at the huge structure. What the hell was this guy up to? A sacrifice to the goddess Athena, who guarded the murky interior of the building? She laughed, startling a goose 10 feet away. It waddled off, honking in annoyance.